President, if we go on the basis of a trade, which I gather is somewhat near mine, we end up, it seems to me, with the Soviets still in Cuba with planes and technicians and so on, even though the missiles are out. That would surely be unacceptable and put you in a worse position.
Without our technicians and planes and guarantees that still exist for Turkey, I'm just thinking about what we're going to have to do in a day or so, which is 500 sorties in 7 days and possibly an invasion, all because we wouldn't take missiles out of Turkey. And we all know how quickly everybody's courage goes when the blood starts to flow, and that's what's going to happen in NATO. When they stop these things and they grab Berlin, everybody's going to say, well, that was a pretty good proposition. Let's not kid ourselves if we've got that. That's the difficulty. Today it sounds great to reject it, but it's not going to win after we do something. The point of the matter is Khrushchev's going to come back and refer to his thing this morning on Turkey. And then we're going to be screwing around for another 48 hours. I think what we've got to do is say that we've got to make the key of this letter the cessation of war. That we're all in agreement on. There's no question about that. Then the question whether Turkey's in or just Cuba. Otherwise, he'll come back and say, well, we're glad to settle the Cuban matter. What is your opinion about the proposal about Turkey? So then we're on to Monday afternoon and the work goes on. We haven't had a chance to specifically get his good faith on the cessation of war. We haven't got an answer to that question. So I think we ought to make that the key question. Okay, the cessation of war. Then if we get the cessation of war, we can settle the Cuban question. We can do other things.